It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, welcome to the show. It's a Thursday, June the 3rd. Remember the song Ode to Billy Joel that talked about June the 3rd? Yeah. June the 3rd. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from our Laughlin Mall on 106.3 FM. But you already know that because it says it right there on your dial. And let's give you a little bit of detailed weather here. 111 today along the river and tomorrow. Then we go up to 112 on Saturday, of course. Drops to 107 on Sunday, and then next week's 103, 102, 106, you know, just going to bounce around. And there's no sight of any W, and there's no sight of any R. So it's going to be nice and toasty. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative. And by the way, do you have your co-op connection card? If you don't, you need to stop by and get it. You save money at Clearwater Solutions, Golden Valley Lock and Key, Mojave Shred, Window Elegance, Mattress Land. Just some places that when you show that card, you save a boatload of money. So if you don't have a co-op connection card, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants, downstairs, upstairs. Well, we got sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, hats, shoes, gifts, watches, vape products, art, and the thrift store. Out on the front of the building, we've got a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. Those are rumors. Walker Service Electric. The Walker electricians are out every day around Mojave County taking care of residential issues, commercial issues, and new construction and highline power. So, and by the way, you don't want to tackle electrical yourself. If you have no training, it's a great way to lose a finger or get burned or, you know, turn off all your power. then you're going to really need an electrician. So call them and, you know, let the professionals take care of that. 718-9444. That trucks are all over Mojave County every single day. If you call early, they can show up that same day. Electrical issues, everyone thinks Walker Service Electric. You need to also. And they're available 24-7, 718-9444. Now into the studio. And we have, oh, I'm going to tell you a couple of things on sports. I forgot. Arizona Diamondbacks play today at 4:40. And then at 7:30, if the game's not over, we're going to drop them and go right to the Suns and the Lakers. Game number 6. Yes, and our Lakers won the other day, 115-85. I hope that they've been practice shooting all day yesterday and today. So are you excited?
Oh, yeah, go Lakers.
I know. What?
Sorry.
What?
I'm a Lakers fan.
And you're wearing red?
I'm wearing brown.
In the studio was Diana McKenzie. Diana McKenzie, how are you?
I am great, Larry. It's always great to be here with you.
And you're with Ghost Light Children's Theater.
Yes, sir.
What is that to our listeners that have no clue?
So Ghost Light Children's Theater is a fairly new children's theater company that was formed in association with the River City's Community Theater Players, which is here in Bullhead City. We actually started 2 summers ago, but as with everything else in this world, we had to shut down for COVID.
Yes.
Not a lot of theater going on last year. But we are back. We are excited. We always start our season with a one-week camp.
Okay.
And we have the kids come in at the day camp, and they spend the week with us. They have a lot of fun. We play a lot of games, do a lot of activities, learning experiences, and they also perform, rehearse and perform Friday evening a show that is a compilation of the entire week. So it's a wonderful thing. We have a great time with the kids. They have a great time with us, and we have a lot of great sponsorship and help this year.
And when is this camp?
Camp is actually June 14th through the 18th. We are actually through a very wonderful relationship that we have now formed with the city, Parks and Recreation.
Right.
Dave Heath has been integral in that.
Yep, he's the guy.
He is. He's been fantastic. We are at the Suddenlink Center now full-time.
Good.
And we are going to be holding camp there. We've got the multi-purpose rooms. We've got a very large space, and they are just incredibly supportive of us.
Good.
Which is wonderful. It's nice to see who you think is a sports advocate for the arts
Well, you know, the city still realizes, and I don't want to speak on behalf of Toby Cotter, but I've had enough conversations with him, that busy kids stay out of trouble.
And that's our whole point.
You know, kids that are busy during the summer don't get into trouble.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, his kids are busy. And the same thing. And Jeff Tipton, and then all the way down to Dave Heath, they all have that belief.
Absolutely.
Keep them busy, give them something to do, and then they'll stay out of trouble.
Well, and we're hoping that Ghost Light is going to be an area that will fill a hole. You know, there's a lot of kids, there's a lot of sports, great summer activities, the swimming, the soccer, the softball, all of those activities are fantastic, and
right.
we wholeheartedly support them. But that's not every kid's niche. And the theater provides a what we call a safe zone.
Yeah.
There's a no judgment zone. We love you for who you are, and you may not be an actor, and that's okay. We find other things to entertain you and help you develop your interests and your qualities that you already have, whether you're a tech person or you want to do lights or you're creative and you want to design costumes
yeah.
and help with all that. So we're going to try and develop as much of that as possible. But more importantly, we love the things that the kids gain that they don't even realize they're gaining.
Right.
You know?
Well, and you know, I think back at Denny Schwartzman at the Boys and Girls Club years ago, and I think this young man's name was Seamus, but I can't remember. Someone's going to text me and tell me. But she brought him in when she was doing the Miss Cinderella and the Boys and Girls Club, and he started doing her announcing at these events.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped him become an announcer and become an MC. And now he's like an actor in Southern California. And he was out here for her services several years ago. But, you know, he didn't want – obviously, he wasn't going to compete in Miss Cinderella – but she saw that he had the ability to speak and whatnot, and she helped him perfect that, and now he's an actor.
Absolutely.
So you, there's other things that people can do and everywhere. And sports, of course, you know, some kids aren't into sports. They don't want to play football. They don't want to play soccer. Or they don't want to play Little League. They want to do karate or, you know.
Right, exactly.
Or dance. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
And as we grow, and you know, we really have grown. Our
yeah.
first camp, you know, 2 years ago in the summer, we had 15 kids. I have 30 this year.
Yeah.
You know, we've doubled in size. I have 12 amazing counselors and peer counselors that are coming in to work with the kids. They're all excited. I have one coming in from Virginia. I have a drama student that's coming in from Virginia to help.
Wow.
I have a dear friend of mine from Ohio who's a light and sounds expert. He's
okay.
coming in for the week. So, I mean, people are willing to step in. And, you know, we've just got such amazing support from the Legacy Foundation is helping us out this summer.
Good.
So we're going to be able to make sure that everybody's fed. We don't charge for camp.
Right.
We want to make absolutely sure that this is open to everybody, not just the people that can afford the extras. You know, there are a lot of great drama camps that you can send your kids to, but
sure.
they're hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we realize that we may not be on that scale yet.
Yet is the key word.
That's right. But we have had such amazing support from the community, from the Parks and Rec Department, from the Legacy Foundation, that we're able to do this for free.
Good.
So, and our plan is next year, we actually had hoped by this year we would be a two-week camp. But with missing last year, we weren't ready to take that step. We're going to walk before we run.
Settle for one.
Yeah. So, but next year, hopefully,
twice
it'll be
the kids.
Two. Exactly.
Yeah.
So next year, if we double again and we can have 60 kids over 2 weeks, think of the show we can put on.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
And we don't stop with just camp. Ghost Light also performs for a regular season.
Right.
We are integrated with the River City Community Theater Players season.
Right.
So we'll be doing a fall show. As of right now, it's going to be The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that in October. We're looking for a spring show, a musical we want to do in the spring. We've got some tactical issues we need to still figure out as far as scheduling and places and things, but we're working on that. So we want to provide a full year outlet for these kids, not just that 1 week
right.
in the summer. So we're going to try and develop them and build them and, you know, get them up into high school, and then they can take part in their high school drama clubs and classes.
Do
and
you
things.
Get to the point working with these kids that when the River City Theater wants to put on a performance that some of the kids go into that and play the kid roles?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Christmas show every year generally has children in it.
Okay.
Before, we've always just kind of scurried around town. Hey, you know, but now we've got kids that absolutely are looking forward to doing that.
Right.
So we're doing, for Christmas this year, I don't know if I'm really supposed to announce this yet, but I'm going to go ahead and blow it on air here for you.
Da-da-da.
We're going to be doing A Christmas Story.
Oh.
Which is a stage version of the
right.
famous Ralphie. Yeah. So mm-hmm. obviously kids are going to be involved.
Good.
Which we're looking forward to. It's just something that hopefully they'll grow up, and when they turn 18, 19, 20, they join us in the adult side of the theater.
And even if they grow into something different, they still have that history and they still have the knowledge of how that works,
yes.
you know. And so still, you know, they can share that knowledge with other people. They can share that knowledge with their own kids when they have kids, you know, and say, you know, I did this, but that's not what I wanted to do. I became an electrician, or I became a plumber, or I became a policeman or fireman, you know, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a teacher. But I knew about it, and so they can still share that knowledge with their family and friends. And
well, and like I said, it gives them so much. I mean, they learn how to speak in public,
right.
which is a really hard thing for people to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they learn self-confidence. They learn self-discipline. They learn how to take constructive criticism. That's something that's really hard for kids nowadays with the everybody wins mentality.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it teaches them acceptance of other people. It puts them in contact with other people that maybe they weren't normally in association with because of, you know, limitations
right.
through schools or what have you. So they get to meet a wide range of people. They get to experience things. And you know, the memorization skills and all of that helps with their math and their English
oh, yeah.
skills.
Yep.
So, you know, drama is a great thing to add to your child's life because it helps them in so many other areas. And like I said, it's areas they don't even realize it's helping them in.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even understand that. All right, let's take a little break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions and you like Billy Joel, stick around or give us a call, 702-298-1063. If Frank is out there, Frank, you won a prize the other day and you got disconnected, so you need to call 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back. Stick around.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Okay, sing. There we go. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by TWN Communications. TWN is partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community. I know, we can't wait, huh? Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your business or your home connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. And you're pre-registering just so they know what neighborhood wants it next, you know. They've already figured out Palo Verde neighborhood's going to be first because all the people in that neighborhood went to that website and signed up. Yeah. Or you can call 888-227-2095. TWN customers save money, and they've already got about 170,000 feet in the air and in the ground. And they're working now to go to the individual houses and then have them all connected real soon, hopefully this month. Rizzistar Grooming, Boarding, and Training, locals and visitors. They leave their pets there for a day, a week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available. One-on-one group classes. Pets love it at Rizzistar Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of the block on Air Park by the airport. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking to buy? Are you looking for a new home? Are you looking for a vacation home? Maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Maybe you want to just refi. Or are you going to add on a room for grandma? Well, you need money to do that. Here's the guy with all the money in Havasu. Actually, Mojave County. Chad Hansen. He's got all the money. He's got his basement, his vault, is the size of Dot Foods. And instead of having food on the shelves, he's got dollars stacked up on all those shelves. You need $10,000? You need $50,000? You need $500,000? Or $999,999? Well, he's got it all. Call him at 288-2691 and just stop by the office then, make an appointment with him. He's a busy man. And just talk to Chad. Somebody else will answer the phone because he pays them to. But you want to talk to Chad. He's the guy with the vault. Nobody else knows that combination. Are you kidding me? No. They don't even know where it's at. They just know it's below his desk, that there's a way to get there. Ask him. 288-2691. Make your appointment. Go fill out a couple pieces of paper and get your money. He'll just go down and get it, bring it up and go, here you go. Take your money and leave. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, save your date. Oh, yes, make your wedding plans or events unforgettable at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. It's a five-star view with great food, fabulous venue for weddings, rehearsal dinners, corporate dinners, celebrations of all sizes. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. And for more information, you check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. Also, we're brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We got about four more minutes left with Diana. Diane talking about the kids that like to act. You got 30 coming back, or 30 this time. Are some of them from 2 years ago?
Actually, yeah. Which is wonderful to see. We have, I would say we're about a third of repeat.
Okay.
And I'm super excited to have a whole bunch of new faces that I'm going to be meeting and learning about. But, yeah, so like I said, it's nice. We've got that nice retention numbers.
Good.
So that means we are growing. It's not just a one-off thing where kids came in and said, oh, I tried it, didn't like it. But they're still staying. You know, we had our first production was just before COVID hit.
Right, yeah.
We did an amazing production. It was called Tinkerbell. It was beautiful. It was visually wonderful. The kids were fantastic. The cast was amazing. We actually finished the day before they shut down the schools. So we just got it in, and a lot of those kids are some of the kids that we have coming back for camp this year. So they've gotten the bug. And I'm happy to help them fill that need in their lives.
Good, good. And when you do the performance, it's free?
The performance that we'll be doing on Friday, yes,
okay.
At 6 p.m., multi-purpose room at Suddenlink Center. Everybody is welcome. It is free.
You'll have to send out a flyer for that so everybody knows about it.
Well, we will be posting on Facebook. We do our best with that. We do have a Facebook page. We also have a regular website. Of course, the kids will be, you know, distributing to all their neighbors and friends, hopefully.
Yeah.
Last year or 2 years ago when we had camp with 15, we had over 75 show up for the show.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So we're hoping to at least manage those numbers. It's like I said, if you're interested and you want to see what we're doing, or you want to bring your kids and let your kids see what we're doing, if they're like, oh, I don't know if that's something I'd want to do.
Yeah.
Bring them to the show. Let them see what we're doing.
Okay.
This year we're doing radio plays. Which is very, very exciting. It's going to be heavy on the Foley sound effects, things like that.
Okay.
It's a new era for these kids. They probably don't know what radio plays are.
Right.
They're going to be writing their own commercials. We're really going to try and tap into some of the creativity. And sometimes it's very hard to perform when you're not able to physically perform.
Right.
So it's a whole new area that we're going to try and expand with them. Keep it interesting so they're not doing the same things all the time.
Yeah. Fantastic. How exciting.
Yes.
So this starts the 15th.
Starts the 14th, Monday the 14th.
Okay.
And then runs through the whole week. And then camp is daily from 9 to 3:30. And then at 6 o'clock that evening on Friday, we'll have our performance.
And you have a bunch of volunteers that will teach them and everything?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a amazing staff this year. I have six counselors, adult counselors, and I have six peer counselors.
Okay.
So kids that are high school age that are coming in to help with the kids, and they're going to be given opportunities to lead and things. So they're going to be gaining, you know, experience with that as well. Some of my kids that are counselors were people that have been at my shows.
Right.
It's really nice to see the way we're just blossoming, and we just continue to hope to do that.
How do listeners that are listening get their kids involved?
Well, sadly, the bad thing is we are at capacity for camp.
You're full for this year.
We are full for this year. But it's always a great thing. Like I said, bring them to see the show on Friday. All of our performances that we do for regular season, you do not have to be a camper to be involved in that. So watch the websites for the audition notices. Like I said, it's a large cast for Legend of Sleepy Hollow. The spring musical will also be a good sized cast. So we want you to come and be part. You don't have to be a camper to be involved.
Right.
So, and the same with the Christmas show. All of that's going to be open to everybody.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Larry.
Hope you have a great turnout and remind me to come on that last date and check
I
out
shall.
That. All right. We'll be right back after this. Stick around.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things. Bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel, in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch?
Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Al McCoy here, voice of the Phoenix Suns, and I thought nothing was hotter in the state of Arizona than your Suns, until I heard about Kingman Stick Pony Derby. The Suns are off to the playoffs, and the Stick Pony Derby is off to the races at the Anderson Arena, Saturday, June 12th. Tickets are just $35, and that includes betting tokens, food, and raffle. Get your tickets today from the Kingman Chamber at KingmanChamber.com. And the winner is... Shazam!
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's still a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize. And then each week, everyone in the building is tested for COVID. They have to do it. That's the law. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404. Arizona Comfort Solutions, well, how's your home today? I told you it's going to get up to 111. Is it going to be cool enough in your home or your office? Well, if not, write this number down, 758-2400. They service Bullhead City, Kingman, and now California. So wherever you're at, listening to me, except Havasu, you can call Arizona Comfort Solutions if you're not comfortable. They can come out and fine-tune your thermostat, your air conditioning, your swamp cooler, get it nice and cool for you. 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, and scheduled maintenance. And no, you cannot have a pool by this summer. No, not even close. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron uses products that are great for your kids, well, safe for your kids and your pets. Call for your scheduled treatment, all right? No problems. And then they'll also take care of weeds for you. Call 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, it's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Bullhead City Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. And you're going to find that it's tasty and filling and good for you. Wow, how can that be? Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and it's meal prep solutions. They got those, too. So, check out their complete menu on their website at ProFitKitchen.com, and that's KITCHIN.com. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ETCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Legacy Prison Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outland Mall, and Walker Service Electric. And now into the studio for the first time, Ronnie J. with Mojave Pride. How are you?
I am good. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. And you're from, where do you live?
So I live just east of Kingman.
Oh, okay.
So all about right. an extra 15 minutes past there.
Yeah, wow, because when you said I'm on I-40, I thought, well, he's coming to Bullhead from I-40. How's that possible?
You know? I am the board member who lives the farthest away.
Oh, okay. And that's what, you're the one they picked and said, you're going to the Laughlin and do the radio show.
It happens.
Yep, okay, because a couple of years ago, I had a couple of women in here. And then I guess last year, most of your events were kind of postponed because of COVID.
Yeah, there was a small thing called a pandemic going on.
Yeah,
so.
Just small, yeah. Yeah. So, but now you have an event this weekend, right?
It's actually the 19th.
The 19th,
so two
okay.
weekends.
All right, two yeah. weeks. And what is that event?
So, because we're not doing our big events this year, we are postponing everything. So, we are doing what we're calling our And Now calendar. And we're doing monthly events that are a little bit smaller scale, a little bit less organized.
Okay.
So in June, we're doing just a picnic in the park at Cecil Davis Park up in Kingman. We have a splash pad and a lot of grass and benches. And
oh, okay.
We're just going to kind of show up, bring food. There's a splash pad.
Okay.
And have a fun time. We think right now, as the world gets back to normal, it's really important for us to find our tribe again and
right.
and be seen out in the community. So.
Okay. How many are in Mojave Pride?
So the board itself is about 6 people.
Okay.
We have a rotating cast of about 20 volunteers that are relentless and amazing.
All right.
And every time that we do an event or we do anything else, we meet new people.
Oh, good.
So it's been a really growing community. Because we weren't doing our events, we've actually switched to doing more charity.
Right.
And the response to that has been incredible.
Okay. So you guys are doing charity work?
Oh, yeah. So the And Then Initiative, which is actually our parent organization, it's like our umbrella.
Okay.
Puts on Mojave Pride, which is an event, but we also have the Human Kindness Campaign where we do outreach to underserved communities like the homeless or people who are poverty stricken. We supply food, hygiene products, sometimes just an ear. This year we were able to relocate 2 families back home.
Oh, good.
Which was a huge undertaking.
Yep.
We have our family festivity project where we provide full Christmas packages to local underserved families.
Okay.
Last year, we were blessed to be able to support 25 families with everything from Christmas trees to gift cards, hygiene products, gifts for the kids,
wow.
decorations, and everything.
Excellent. All right.
We try.
Yeah. Do you guys meet on a regular basis?
So we have a monthly board meeting,
okay.
which we always post on our Facebooks because they're pretty much open.
Right.
And then every about 3 or 4 months, we do like an open call meeting with the community, and we try to have people come in. But most people, if they want to find out about us, you just get on our Facebook. We're very quick to respond. We're very, very active. Social media is how we do everything.
Right.
So,
how many members are on your Facebook, do you know?
Couple thousand, I think. It's hard because we have different pages.
Oh,
there's
okay.
people who follow the And Then Initiative, but more people follow Mojave Pride.
Okay.
So it's a mix.
The total, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then some people might follow it that necessarily aren't, or just watching, you know, mm-hmm. that aren't involved.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get some people that are very committed and involved.
Exactly. And as long as our message is getting out there and people are seeing us, that is what we're really out here trying to do.
And what is your message? Tell everybody.
So Mojave Pride is all about inclusivity and building a family of community. Usually when you hear the word pride, it's associated strictly with the LGBT+ community. But the way that we do it, it's not. It's everybody. We want all families, no matter what they look like, to feel comfortable and welcome at anything that we're doing.
Okay.
We're building a resource that's going to a resource list that features Mojave County businesses. That are LGBT, people of color friendly, et cetera, et cetera. So we're trying to take the guesswork out of moving to an underserved area where you don't know if you're going to be safe.
Okay.
And yeah. putting that out there for
that's
people.
That's a big commitment.
It's been a lot of work.
Yeah.
And there's only 6 of us on the board.
Wow.
And we all own our own businesses or work full-time, and we do this. So.
What is your business?
Well, I don't own my own. I work from home, so I get to feel like I do.
Oh, that's good.
But I just work on the phones all day.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of why I get to... Hey, I need an hour off. And
you're not one of those people that when it says, this call is being recorded, so for quality control, you're listening to me?
No.
Oh, good.
No, my job's way more boring. So.
More boring than that?
Hell yeah.
What do you do?
So I work in direct marketing.
Okay.
And I secure locations for national campaigns. That's the fancy way. I call businesses and I ask if I can give them free stuff.
Ah.
Yeah.
And they say no.
Actually, I'm very friendly, so I get a lot of yeses.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're always suspicious when somebody wants to give something free.
Usually, but if you say with a joke and you say it kindly, most people are very receptive.
Yeah. So. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. So your event that you're doing on the 19th,
15th? The
19th. The 19th. It's just kind of a get-together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So our And Now calendars was supposed to start 2 years ago, and then we had the pandemic.
Right.
So this is kind of our re-entry back into the world.
Okay.
And it's been really difficult. We really would have liked to have done our huge event down the street at the field house. And
yeah.
That just does not seem likely at this point. There's not enough time to plan anything. So
okay.
So we're just going to do smaller events and get people back with their tribe.
Good. So you want people throughout Mojave County to show up?
Oh, yeah.
Not just Kingman.
Not just Kingman. That was one of our things. Like, we want our events to rotate and to move so we're serving the whole community. Right now, things tend to land in Kingman because that's where the majority of our volunteers and board members happen to be. But next month, we're hoping to do an event at a pool down in Laughlin.
Oh, in Laughlin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
good.
We try to get the whole area in, even though Laughlin's technically not Mojave County.
Yeah.
If you live here, it's the same city.
It is. It's, you know, all the locals know that. It's all the government people that don't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when I was born, my parents lived at Catherine's Landing, and I was born at the Kingman Hospital.
Oh, okay.
So
wow. So you've been here your whole life?
Well, I keep leaving. And then I come back, so, which is what most people of my generation do.
So how many times have you left?
Three.
Oh, three? And you come back three times, huh?
And this time it's been 7 years.
Okay.
So, and I'm buying a house next year. I think I'm just...
So you think you're going to stay and quit running?
I'm just giving in. I give up. I keep coming back because I like it here, so...
Yeah. Did you leave and go to college?
Oh, yeah. I went to San Antonio.
Oh, okay. San Antonio?
Yes.
How did you pick there?
I had a friend whose mom happened to live there,
oh,
and that's where they were going, so I said, okay, well, let's go.
Oh, okay. And you just invited yourself, too.
Kind of.
Good.
We moved in 1988 to Otazelica.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, they're small.
Yep, I'm not.
So. But Otazelicas were small,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the 80s.
Oh,
I had one, yeah.
Good car, but, yeah. So, life's an adventure, and I keep coming back home, but I just feel like I have something to give back to the community here.
Good.
So.
Good. And now you're getting ready to buy your own home.
That's the goal for next year.
In Kingman?
Kingman, Golden Valley, somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Up there. I grew up in the area, so.
Yeah.
I like it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So if people want to get involved in this or show up, what do they need to do?
The easiest thing to do to see anything that we're doing is to, you can check out our website, MojavePride.com or andthenI.org. For the Andthen Initiative.
Okay.
But most people don't go to websites anymore. They go to Facebook.
Yeah.
So you can find us on Mojave Pride at Facebook. You can find me as Ronnie J. My picture right now has a giant rainbow flashlight on my head. I don't know why.
Rainbow flashlight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
just putting it out there.
Yeah.
But really our Facebook is kind of how we communicate and we keep everything up and running.
Okay.
And our website has an updated calendar.
Good. All right. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Do they need to call anybody?
They can. We do have a number. Right now we don't because we're all just doing it ourselves. So we don't have an office. We don't have a secretary.
Okay.
But if you need to get a hold of somebody, we usually offer our personal numbers and we reach out.
Okay.
So,
do you want to give a number out?
You know what? My number's all over our Facebook already. So if you have any questions, you can always send a friendly text to 928-637-5776.
Remember how he qualified that, a friendly text.
A friendly text, yes.
Yeah, don't text anything mean or anything.
Honestly, I've been in community service for about 15 years total. I have gotten every kind of message you could get.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Water off a duck's back.
Yeah. I was talking with it. We had a teacher at our Kiwanis a few weeks ago, and I said to her, I said, how many students have your phone number? And she said, probably all of them. You know, and so, but they know not to call after 10, and she said, don't call after 10 and don't call before 6.
That's smart.
And, so, and our phones just go dark at those times, so.
See, that's smart, her.
Yeah, so, but all right, let us take a break, and what else do you have? Anything else? Monthly meetings that you...
Oh, monthly meetings. Really, because everything changes based on schedule, so we just put it all up on our Facebook.
Okay, so follow the Facebook.
Follow our Facebook.
All right. Good deal. You don't have a meeting set yet for this month?
Our next meeting is going to be the last Sunday, which I believe is the 27th.
Okay. Yep.
And we'll post the information on that Facebook.
As far as where and time.
Yeah, because it changes.
Okay. Ronnie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good information.
I try.
All right.
Come on, let's meet and greet. spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring the family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They're serving the communities of Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Laughlin Walk-In, which is right here in our mall, faces out to Casino Drive. Then they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 from across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target, and then, of course, the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train Roads, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. On the Parkway, WarmC has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the hospital and the ER on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have questions about medical, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll get you to somebody who can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, how often do you sit back and think, oh, I'm paying too much for insurance? Yeah, like every day? Okay, well, then what you need to do is sit down with a professional. Take your policies and call, make an appointment, first of all, 763-8464. You can sit down with Greg or Stephanie or David. So call them up, make an appointment, then take your policies in and say, I'm paying this for this policy, this for this, this for this. And see if they can combine them, see if they can help you out and save you some money. They can take care of life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance. And yesterday, Greg was telling me that he also has a plan for your utilities in your home and your appliances. $6 a month. If you want your, like, your air conditioner covered and your refrigerator and your stove and all that good stuff, $6 a month. Call them and ask about that. 763-8464. Wings of an Angel, seniors often find daily chores are difficult. And assisting them with those daily chores 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel services Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley. Then they go the other way, Golden Valley and Kingman. And everything except medical, okay? But those are the things that are important to a senior. Call 404-2840 if you know a senior who might need some help. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99, and you can get your oil changed, and you forget about your transmission. Well, guess what? When it breaks, it's going to cost you a lot more than $99. So about every $60,000, you need to get in there and get it serviced. Speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up. And right now is a great time to start looking at that air conditioner and getting it tuned up. For the air conditioner tune-up, it's $19.99 plus free on. Okay, and you want to do that before it's 118. Call ATCO at 444-1244. They're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, and ProFit Kitchen. We got about 9 minutes left, and we'll spend a couple minutes here with Ronnie. Recap again, where's the get-together, and what park, and what time?
So our upcoming event is June 19th at Cecil Davis Park in Kingman. It's also known as the Splashpad Park. We're meeting from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., so it's a great time to come out with the kids and have a picnic. There's going to be music, drinks, well, soda.
Music, drinks, soda, okay.
Yeah, keeping it friendly.
Yeah.
And it's just a great day to hang out in the sun and with your community.
Okay, come on, get a tan and listen to some music. There's that short on my board.
I know, I'm catching it on
this. Hear it in your headphones. come out and have a good time and enjoy it. And then again, the best way to keep track is on your Facebook page. Okay.
Mojave Pride.
Mm-hmm. I started to say Mojave Mortgage. I don't know why that's
I was listening to your long list of sponsors.
Yeah. So Mojave Pride has their own Facebook page, and then you keep everything updated there. You guys get together for a monthly meeting, and they can follow. Do you move around the county, or do you keep it all in Kingman?
So we're just kind of now jumping back into the world. We were doing everything remote.
Right.
So our goal is once we have enough interest back in Bullhead and back in Havasu, we would like to bring the meetings there.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't want to be a Mojave County organization that's stuck in one town. We really do want to serve the whole community.
Right. Okay. Well, and, you know, and like you said, you want to do something in Laughlin next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And spread it around, you know. That's why Mojave Pride for... last year was supposed to have been in Bullhead.
Okay.
So that way we were really following through on our mission. But
okay.
We had to take a step back, but we're coming back stronger than ever. So.
Well, good. I'm excited for you guys.
Well, thank you.
You're fairly new, right?
So 2019 was our first ever event, and that's when we formed.
Okay.
And we did it in less than 6 months and had over 3,500 people in attendance at our very first event.
3,500 people?
Yeah.
Where did you have that event?
It was at Metcalf Park in Kingman.
Okay.
And not a single protester. The cops never had to come. There was no fights.
Good.
Nobody got hurt. It was a beautiful day.
Well, and you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you're different doesn't mean that you're violent.
No.
It doesn't mean you're going to cause problems.
No.
You know, if you have a different style of life, you have a different style of life.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people that are, you know, have different styles. And I don't look at any of them as being a threat to me.
No.
You know, so, you know, it should be peaceful.
And that's really, like, our second part of the mission is just creating that representation. Because it means a lot. It's really easy to forget that you might have somebody in your family who's LGBTQ+. And you might slip and you might say stuff. And if they don't have anybody who's a positive reaffirmation of who they are, it's hard to find somebody to follow.
Right.
And not saying that we are all angels and perfect, but the fact that we are up there and we're out in public and we're doing stuff, it means a lot to people. That's been the most overwhelming part of the feedback we've gotten.
Right.
Just representation.
Yeah, I have a granddaughter who wants to be my grandson.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was a tough one for us.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about her, we have to say him.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to learn that, you know, and literally, because we don't see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, you know, be cognizant when we go to California or when we talk to him on the phone.
Yeah.
That he doesn't want to be her anymore.
And, yeah.
and changed his name, her name from Emma to Sean. Mm-hmm. And at 10 years old, which for me was really difficult, thinking a 10-year-old can make that decision. And but apparently I talked to somebody at Mojave Mental Health, and she said, oh, that's okay.
And that's oftentimes the argument that we get, because we do family-friendly events, and we always make sure we have kid-friendly stuff going on. We never try to mix the adult stuff with the kid stuff. Where two of our board members are in normal marriages with kids.
Right, yeah.
So, they're, you know, but what we do means so much to them. Kids know. I can speak for myself. I knew when I was five, when people would talk about getting married, I knew that I was never going to have a wife.
Wow.
And my
At five.
Okay. My parents, you know, I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church, very conservative, and I knew. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was called, but I knew. So there, it's not a matter of confusion. It's a matter of creating a safe space for people to have the conversations and to find themselves.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, like I said, when I talk with my grandson, but it's difficult for us because we don't see him all the time. You know, we live here, they live in Lakewood, and so sometimes it's tough.
Yeah, and what matters the most in there is the intention. When you're actively trying, people are going to make mistakes.
Yeah,
but
I know.
When it's not done in a hurtful way, it's understood.
Yeah. No? And then we still have pictures of, you know, of her.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's weird. All right, Ronnie, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. A couple things going on around our community. The Bullhead City Senior Campus is up and operating. They got a full calendar of events at their Activity Center, which is 2275 Train Road. And if you need to get that, call Kim Cool, and she can email it to you, 763-0193. In Kingman, on this Saturday, they have the White Cliffs Wagon Trail Cleanup. And that starts at 6 o'clock in the morning at the trail, and it's being put on by Kingman Main Street. The third annual Family Fun Festival from Anderson Ford is this Saturday, 10 o'clock, at the Anderson Fieldhouse. And any questions, you call 255-6752. It's $5 per kid, per adult to get in. But you can stay the whole day, and it's all everything inside is free. So, the Kiwanis Club of the Colorado River Valley has a wine and cheese this Saturday at Los Lagos Golf Club, starting at 5:30. Kingman Police Department on next Wednesday has a recruitment informational meeting at the Kingman Police Department from 5:30 till 7. Any questions, call KPD at 753-1911. And the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club has a two-day Kiwanis blood drive that kicks off at MCC from 10 to 3 on the 9th and the 10th next week, Wednesday and Thursday. If you have questions, call Vitalant at 877-258-4825. That's 2 days, and I know Bob Brown, who chairs that, is trying to get 50 people a day to donate blood. So get involved. There's a turquoise festival at Metcalf Park at 10 o'clock on the 19th. That's all I know about it. And there's a joint Bullhead City and Laughlin Chamber Mixer and networking. It's a sports theme. This is at the Anderson Fieldhouse on the 22nd. It kicks off at 4:30, a little earlier. If you have questions, call the Bullhead Chamber at 754-4121 or the Laughlin Chamber at 298-2214. I'm out of here. Have a great day. Paula Boys next with Sound Advice. Can't see through the spell across my heart over you. You'll always be the one. You were the first to be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.